do with a mountain of faith. Imagine that. We would say to the mountain, move from here to there, and it would move, and nothing will be impossible for you. And then we talk about prayer and fasting casts out unbelief. Prayer and fasting goes out. Prayer and fasting pushes unbelief out. We consecrate ourselves to God. We pray and we fast and we ask God to help us. Because, man, it's a constant prayer. All right, Matthew 21, 19. Okay. Gosh, this is so good. Now in the morning, he returned to the city. He was hungry. There's another teaching on this that is so good. And seeing a fig tree by the road, he came to it, found nothing on it but leaves. And we understand that from a distance, a Christian looks good. But when we get up close, what kind of fruit do we have? That's what Jesus was looking for. He was looking for fruit. Let no fruit grow on you again, he said. Immediately the fig tree withered away. The disciples saw it, then marveled, saying, how did the fig tree wither so soon? And Jesus said, assuredly, I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, you will not only do what was done to the fig tree, but also if you say to this mountain, be removed and cast into the sea, it will be done. And whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. All things are possible to those that believe. Believe means to be fully convinced.